Jazz Dead really is just a provocative name that pushes people to ask and or answer the question of what jazz is today.
That's Adrian Young, lead producer, composer, and arranger behind the record label Jazz Is Dead. Alongside Ali Shaheed Muhammad of A Tribe Called Quest, Andrew Lojero, and Adam Block, Jazz Is Dead was founded by Adrian Young in 2017. The label has since released 27 albums in partnership with jazz greats like Gary Bartz, Roy Ayers, Marcos Valle, and tons more. I spoke with Adrian about his process when choosing collaborators, as well as the origins behind the label's name.
So one of the co-founders, Andrew Lojero, was promoting a show for Keon Harold, which is our boy. We were like, man, we love this dude so much, but jazz doesn't sell. And he was like, yeah, man, jazz is dead. And then he's like, wait a minute, jazz is dead. Wait a minute, that's kind of cool. Maybe we should call the show Jazz is Dead. I was like, yeah, that's cool, maybe for a show, man, but I'm not sure if it'd be a record label because we always wanted a jazz record label. And we did that, and Keon's show sold out. And then we just continued it and just did a label, and it just took on its own identity. What we wanted to do was bring in these maestros, bring in these elder statesmen and women to record new music in the vein of what they could have done in the 70s for today, continuing their conversations from yesterday. The process is just working with people that are available, that are still alive, that still have something to say, and that we actually like as people, which is the biggest one. We really love Brazilian music, and we love the people that we've worked with in Brazil, you know, to the point where we have so many different Brazilian records. Our newest one coming out is with Joyce, who's a pioneer of women's samba music. Like, she's just insanely talented. Joyce Moreno, we have had album coming out, but we did one with Carlos Dafe, which is the Prince of Soul of, that's his name in Brazil, Prince of Soul. Carlos Dafe, Dom Salvador, there's so many, Azimuchi, Marcos Valle, at the same time, Tony Allen and Ebo Taylor, you know, but then also going to like a Gary Bartz and Roy Ayers. Like, it's something where we kind of go around the world to make this music, but it's based on a crate digger's perspective. Us, again, being DJs, what's the stuff that we love around the world? Let's go there. Let's bring our community to their community and make something new, because it's not going to be all the way theirs or all the way ours. It's going to turn to something new. It's just about sharing energy, man. Sharing energy through music, which is that universal language.
Where more and more artists are turning to digital and even artificial intelligence-powered tools to shape their sound, Adrian stands out as a fully analog producer. We talked about his new initiative, Played by Humans, which is a software combating AI-generated music.
Music is community. Music is something that's supposed to be made by people. And when you listen to salsa music, or you're listening to samba, or you're listening to hip-hop, you're listening to different regions, creating art to provide to the people. For a long time, artists just have not been making money, and we don't want to give revenue streams to the computers. Computers don't need money, right? And AI has just taken away money from artists. But moreover, the real important thing is that music is communication, and if somebody's receiving communication from a computer, they're processing that information differently. We just have to make sure we continue protecting the sanctity of music, and that's why we launched the initiative. My entire catalog is analog. It's a different sound and a different process, because when people are recording analog, we're not doing a million takes. We're just doing this many takes to get this result. Whoever works with me understands that there are no computers in the studio with me. Everything that you're doing is live, and that's just what it is. My two latest projects on my Linear Labs label, which is the sister label to Jazz Is Dead, are Young and Afro Disco Makossa. So Afro Disco Mucosa is an album that's a straight Afrobeat album, and it's highly inspired by the album I did with the Afrobeat pioneer, who's no longer with us, Tony Allen, and also Ebo Taylor. So everything I learned from them, I put into this Afrobeat album, and it's Afro Disco Mucosa. It's like a basically the story, my fake story that helped drive my music, is that I was like a Ghanaian producer that went into the state, up to the States in like 76 or 77 to buy disco records. And I came back to Ghana to produce these disco records, but the Afrobeat in me kind of pushed a more Afro disco sound. And that's why I call it Afro Disco Mucosa. And then Young is my orchestral Adrian Young, David Axelrod meets Arthur Verikai meets like the great maestros of yesterday for tomorrow. That's what that is. So it's like my kind of like my magnum opus from an orchestrated composer perspective.
So jazz is dead. A provocation and also a bold statement plastered on walls, whispered in headphones, echoed through venues. Not a farewell, but a rallying cry, a tribute to the past and a charge toward the future. A reminder that the spirit of jazz, the innovation, the rebellion, the soul, has never stopped evolving. You've been listening to an interview between myself and Adrian Young. And you can see Adrian Young perform on Saturday, August 1st at Indeed Brewing in Minneapolis. I'm Yancey for Jazz 88. Stay tuned for more music.